was 4.5 years. I was living in Ghana, in Accra, with my family, and I went to Mali with my mom and my younger brother. And while she was out doing some administrative things, the sister of my grandmother took me, and when my mom came back, I was cut. And for my parents, it was very, very difficult. My mom was a midwife, and my dad is a huge feminist. So for them, they felt like they failed their children, and it was very difficult. And for me, growing up from a teenager and becoming a woman was a very, very difficult moment. The path was very hurtful, because I didn't know exactly who I was, what I was, because I felt that I wasn't completely a woman, because I was missing something really important. And at the same time, I couldn't find what was my aim in this world, what was my place in society, because I felt like that I wasn't a woman and I wasn't worth it.
What is it that gave you the strength and that sparked you to rebuild?
My family, because my parents taught us how it was important to stand up against female genital mutilations. And also, as an African woman and as a musician, writing and doing music helped me to heal. And then I went through surgery to repair my mutilation. That helped me a lot, because I found that I was doing something to take back what was taken away from me. And for me, that action was really important. Made me feel like I could achieve anything, because I was finally complete and that I was deciding what was good for me.
Why was it important for you to come here to the UN and participate as an advocate here today?
For me, it's really important. Like I was saying, as an African woman, I went through female genital mutilation. I know what it is, and I know how harmful it is, and I want to protect those younger girls and those generation coming, because FGM has to end. It's a very, very tough issue. It's a very difficult issue for women under mental state of mind. It's for me, being here and sharing my story via my testimony and via my music, it's really important. And also, I would like Mali to have a law against female genital mutilation. Prevention is really important. Dialogue is really important. Education is really important. And the law is really important.
Now, you mentioned, last question, that you had a difficult path going through the pain, not only physically, but psychologically. There are many girls and women going through that now. Do you have a message for them? Any clues you could give them as to where to find that strength and to go move forward and rebuild?
Yes. The first thing for me is to let them know and remind themselves that there is no shame on them. They shouldn't be ashamed of who they were born and who they are, because it's a choice that was made for them. It was a violence that was made on them, and they have nothing to be ashamed. There is no taboo, and if they want to go through via surgery to repair that mutilation, they can do it, but they are in charge of their body, and people have to respect their body.